There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
7 past the hour, Judge Jeff is good day. Everybody's here. Judge making his way across.
You can be the big hero. 7 after the hour.
Hero.
I was actually
here on time. Is that what it takes?
I'm fixing my breakfast. What a wonderful country America is. We can find the benefits, the beauty of having fresh vegetables. Last night we had a very simple dinner, shrimp and veggies, and it was great. All these fresh peppers and onions and things that are so plentiful, at least in my neck of the woods, and I hope they are in your neck of the woods as well. So this morning, I'm cutting up more veggies and making a nice little sort of breakfast veggie thing with the fruits of local farmers' labor.
You know what's fun about you?
What's fun about
me? Whenever anybody eats, whenever you're preparing your own meal, you always say, you know, a kind of thing. It's a little of this,
a little of that. Like this radio program, Jennifer Horn, a little of this.
Radio kind of
Roberta
thing.
Roberta Fasanelli, a little of that. Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden all here to benefit you, hopefully. By the way, we were just before Roberta came on, we were sort of laughing at a friend's Facebook page. And this will probably get Roberta awake. This friend, who will remain nameless, has posted a couple of things. One of them I want to talk about in detail, the Dark Act, and how it is that we need to know what we're eating. The big food people that are trying to keep legislation from, well, they've gotten to the point where Congress is seriously considering limiting your right to know what you're eating. So there's a petition online you can sign for that. But also on her Facebook page, she posted the following. Al Capone owed $150,000 in back taxes. He went to prison. Al Sharpton owes $4.5 million in back taxes, and he gets invited to dinner at the White House. What's wrong with that picture? And I think that's a question worth asking. So ask yourself that.
He's got better lawyers than Capone.
That could be.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
All right. So the essence of today, as we think about important things, Jennifer, I want to know if Roberta knows who Slash is.
Slash? Isn't that a Slash a rock and roll person?
Good for you. Yeah. Yes.
Good. Yeah, what band?
Guns N' Roses?
Good for you, Roberta.
You.
Hooray. Good for you. He's responsible for the thought of the day today. You can't wait around for destiny to give you what you think you deserve. You have to earn it, even if you think you've paid your dues.
That's your hair. I think you said that, too.
Right.
And bathe.
Uh-huh. Take a little bath. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, bath. Bathe is the choice.
The situation with Sandra Bland, did she or didn't she? Yes or no? Her family says she was never suicidal, but the authorities in Texas continue to say that she was not bothered, but there was nobody around her. The video seems to verify that.
Told them that she was suicidal last year when she lost the baby.
She had previously tried to kill herself. Right, exactly.
Apparently, that's a question. When you're booked, they ask you whether you are suicidal or not.
Interesting.
Who's going to say yes to
and
that?
And she said, no, I'm not, but I had thought about it or tried it in the last year when I lost my baby.
Right. So was she a victim of mental illness? Did she commit suicide? That gets the police off the hook, in fact, if they can prove that. Meanwhile,
I don't know if it does. I watched that video yesterday.
Well, did you see how edited it was?
Well, you know what? The editing to me didn't look that bad because you could hear the audio all the way through. So it didn't...
Plus, they've released the full video now.
I feel like... like if the police were going to edit this video to make themselves look better, they would have done a better job, because this didn't necessarily make the police officer look really good.
They claim it wasn't edited. They claim that it was a digital error.
Who pointed that out yesterday? Was that you, Jennifer, or was that Kenny? Kenny, what did let's go back to what Kenny said yesterday. Ken, what made you feel that this was questionable, this video?
Well, if you watch it, it doesn't look like it's a glitch. I mean, their cars are disappearing. You can see the entire entire image.
Yeah, looks like somebody 3 years old would have edited it.
No, but if you were to edit a video, you would edit the audio that goes with it. You wouldn't edit the video and leave the audio in. The audio keeps going. So that makes me think, and I run a video studio here, so that makes me think that it is some kind of a computer error with the file.
And really, if they were trying to protect themselves at the police department, they would have done a better job, because this guy, and you know me, I typically am always on the side of the police officer, but this guy clearly escalated what was going on with this woman. She was agitated. He was escalating, and the two of them together were
not de-escalate at all.
Yeah, and a couple of other questions. Why was she in prison for 3 days? Number one.
Yeah.
And then on a traffic stop.
Because I actually do believe she killed herself. I heard an interview yesterday. Oh my
God! There's the officer, Roberta.
Yeah, there's spider on the wall.
Is that 3 days and punishable by 3 days in jail? You kicked the officer.
Apparently, she was trying to make bail, but she wasn't arrested for the traffic stop. She was arrested for when he opened the door to try and get her out.
She kicked him,
or so he says.
But why she sat there for 3 days would be question number one. Then the reason I believe she actually tried to off herself is because she was not in a cell alone. She had a couple of other people in the cell with her.
Wow.
So you have the prison already released footage of the movement outside the cell, and there was nothing going on. And then you realize there's people in the cell with her. They would have said something.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know. I think maybe she might have just...
Lots of opinions, and there are a few facts, a lot of opinions. So that story continues in a few moments. If oil prices fall below $50 a barrel, why are Jennifer and Ken paying over $4 a gallon
gasoline this weekend?
Richie thinks he has the explanation for that. We'll get to it in a matter of moments. 13 and change after the hour. If you are among the millions and millions and millions and millions of people, not one person on this program really has a hair challenge, is follicularly challenged. Roberta's got a great head of hair. Jennifer does. Kenny does. Richie does. I have a little bit of it's because of Provia coming back in. I don't make this a cause. I don't work on it every day. But every once in a while, I find that I want to really cleanse my scalp, and Provia does it. It'll do it for you. I'm not worried about that little spot that Richie teases me about, but I like having hair, and I think we all do. We look better with hair. We just look, as human beings, better for the most part. People say, well, this guy's got his hair shaved, and he looks great. Okay, when's the last time you saw, you think Sinead O'Connell looks good without any hair? I haven't seen a woman yet. I don't think I've ever seen a woman. I saw the trailer for that movie that Charlize Theron was in, that horrible Mad Max thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she had her hair shaved. She didn't look good at all. So maybe I should just talk to women. You don't want to look bad? You want to have a good full head of hair? Call 800-525-8319 and get Provia. Provia will fix the problem naturally, cleansing the pores in your scalp. Unfortunately, you probably used a lot of cheap shampoos and rinses and things that you put on your hair to manage it over the years. That's what plugs up the pores, so you need to unplug them so the hair follicles will grow back through you. It's that simple, that easy. It's understandable how this all works, so call 800-525-8319 to fix the problem. Either you get your hair back or you get your money back. That's a pretty easy concept to understand. 800-525-831. Now, I want you to try it now while you're thinking about it, okay? If you are having hair problems, you're not liking the way your hair looks, you want more, get it back. This has a thickening, volumizing agent in it as well. All natural Provia to get your hair back or you get your money back. 800-525-8319.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores. But we've got gorgeous, refinished, easy to install chaise oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4 inch espresso heavy for $2.99. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $1.29. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
With KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Hit KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com.
Doug Steffens. Good Day program, 18 after the hour, with Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, and Richie. The price of oil now below $50 a barrel. That should translate at the pump to about $2.10 to $2.20 a gallon. So how in the name of heaven is, and by the way, there are bloated inventories everywhere. So what's the story with California? Why is the price of a barrel down 2.5% this week, and the price of gasoline in California up about 10% this week? So we got Jennifer and Kenny paying a lot of money for gasoline. Apparently,
yeah, I'm going to start a Kickstarter campaign.
I heard a very interesting interview yesterday about this. First off, California is always going to be 30, 40, 50 cents higher than the rest of the country just because of taxes.
I've come to terms with that.
So they're having a shortage. California makes a special blend because of their pollution and EPA laws there. So that creates a little bit more. And there's a shortage of gasoline in California because of an Exxon refinery explosion.
Right.
So, but this special blend means that they cannot go outside of their state and just truck gasoline in when they have a shortage because they have to make it themselves. So now they have to truck oil in. Well, the rest of the country has pipelines that come into their state and can just have it shipped in via pipeline.
Because of environmental concerns, California
has no pipelines to bring oil into their state to make more fuel, gasoline, so they have to truck and freight it in there. And add all that up with the refineries are making double the profit this year in California that they were last year, and boom, you've got your perfect mix for California. So a shortage, the special blend, no pipelines, bringing oil in, and bam, there's your $4.25 gas.
Richie's a genius.
Welcome to California. No, I just listened to a guy tell me about it. So.
Wow. All right. Wow. It's a story that ought to be correct. They ought to just change the law because there's a
problem.
If
they took away the special blend and they were able to take gas from other states, everything would be fixed.
21 after Good Day. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Good day. 888-302-3684. You'd like to win
home number.
My home number?
I got like Lindsey Graham.
I got Lindsey Graham's number. You want me to pass that along?
Sure.
We're going to give you a sample pack of Cedarside's 100% organic bug spray that you must have for your home and family. You want to win that gift pack? Figure out who this is and call us at 888-302-3684. Today's One Hit Wonder song is called Wherever You Will Go. I remember this song, and I thought this was quite a good song. Actually, number one during this week in 2001. What do you think? You remember?
Oh, yeah. I love this song.
Yeah. It's an L.A. band, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
From the late 90s. Roberta, you recognize this? I always hesitate to ask Roberta because she's liable to blur it out.
Yes,
you
do. I do.
Okay, good for you. Founding members.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Of the band Alex Band. Kind of like my accountant, Stuart Brooks. This guy's name is a good
Alex
name for
you.
Alex Band is his name. Aaron Kamen is in this. He plays guitar. Benny Goldman plays sax.
They have more than one hit, too, this band.
Whatever made it to number one, we had 182 on. I thought, gosh, they're not a one-hit wonder, but only one hit was number one.
That's it.
Yep.
All right, so let's see what else have we got here on this. They actually began gigging in 1996 under the name Generation Gap. First album for RCA called Camino Palmero contained the hit single you are listening to, Wherever You Will Go, featured in the 2000 film Coyote Ugly. Billboard magazine named Wherever You Will Go the number one adult pop song of the decade. Wow, that's quite a significant achievement. The album sold 5 million copies, certified gold here in the United States. After a lengthy world tour, releasing a couple of albums, they went into an indefinite hiatus, reformed in 2013 with a new lineup. After their festival in 2013, they went on to the lead singer Alex was abducted, robbed, and beaten after a show in Michigan in 2013. He's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and is active in supporting Michael J. Fox's foundation, but is out of the music business and a fairly young guy. All right, so who is this? The name of the group, please, who play. Songs called Wherever You Will Go, 888-302-3684. What does everybody remember about this? Richie, you remember the song?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's big, huge hit. Big pop, yeah.
I thought they had a couple more songs that I've been trying to see.
But they didn't get to number one. Kenny, what about you? Remember this group?
Oh, yeah. Big summer hit.
Summer hit. That's what I like.
Oh, we like that.
Hot time summer in the city. So let's, Richie, I guess we've run out of music, so I'll bring Don on, who's listening to WDMJ. Should I do that?
Yeah, good morning.
Would you like to sing to us?
I don't think you really want to hear me sing this.
Actually, yes, now we do.
Yeah, of course we do. Can you sing with me? Hot time, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Ew.
Hot time, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Good for you. All right, what's the name of this band?
I'm calling you, so it's The Calling.
It is The Calling. Yes,
that's
it is.
Right.
The Calling. Sad end for this guy, Alex Band. All right, so we're going to make sure that you get a supply of Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray. You got a lot of bugs bugging you this summer?
Not too much, but we want to keep them at bay.
Well, you can maybe drink this stuff if you don't need it for anything else.
Please do not do that.
All right. Hold on a second. Thank you very much, Don. It's 28 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, hairballs. Who loves the word hairballs? Cats are notorious for ingesting hair while grooming themselves and then vomiting up those hairballs. What would happen if your cat couldn't bring up one of those hairballs? If your cat is elderly, long-haired, or chronically produces hairballs, it's important to increase grooming and to use approved veterinary hairball remedies. If hairballs are not ejected, they can irritate the stomach lining and obstruct the intestines as well. What I recommend is grooming your cat regularly, but especially with older cats. Older cats can't get into the same positions they did when they were younger. Neither can I. And the bottom line is they're not able to groom themselves the way they were. So if you have a cat at any age, it's a good idea to groom them on a regular basis, but specifically if you have a long-haired cat or an older cat that can't do it themselves. Make sure you get a brush or comb for the cat, and there are great items on the market now that can help prevent hairballs. But brushing your cat on a daily basis can make all the difference in the world for his health and your sanity. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We take a walk. The sun is shining.
33 at the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A quarter of the day from Seth Rogen, who said, quote, "We're excited to see him finally become a man." He was at the bar mitzvah for James Franco, who's 37 years old. You're supposed to have a bar mitzvah when you're, what, 13, I think, isn't it? 12, 13, 14? Yeah. Isn't that how it works?
Yep. That's about right, yep.
L'chaim!
L'chaim.
L'chaim. All right, so that's Jennifer Horn, and the other voice was Ken Kessler. Let's see if we can figure out which one is which. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Ken and Richie, Roberta, all of us, to work through the items of the day, the things that people are talking about. And a lot of people are still stuck on Bill Cosby. I guess maybe with some reason. This lawsuit, Cosby has lost his latest bid to fend off a lawsuit accusing him of abusing a 15-year-old girl back in 1974 at the Playboy Mansion in L.A. Gloria Allred, as you might imagine, was the attorney involved in this. She said the decision cleared the way for litigation. I would not want everybody to know, well, I mean, this woman's in her 50s now. Judy Huff is her name. They'll depose Cosby in the next month. I want to be in that room with Cosby and Gloria.
Oh, God.
He will still fight the statute of limitations on this?
Yeah, probably.
And he probably should, by the way.
Here's the interesting thing.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Richie. Why do you say that, Jennifer? Why he
I'm saying that not to be a sympathizer to Bill Cosby, but okay. I say that because when you set precedents in the law, then things change. Yeah. And so do we want to change the rule on the statute of limitations? If we do, then this would be a good way to do it, because then you're going to have Cosby v. whoever, and people are going to cite this all over the place. Well, if we think it's important, we can break the statute of limitations. So either we change the law completely, or we just realize that it's in place for a reason.
Gloria says the statute is moving, is more forgiving of civil complaints of childhood sexual abuse, allowing for a claim of repressed psychological injury that is discovered by the accuser in later years.
So she was 15 when she says this happened.
50-something now.
So she wasn't allowed to sue on a civil suit until she's 18, and then she has 8 years. Mm. So she has to, like, 26 to do it, and she did not. But if you can prove that a now repressed memory comes back about the case, they will look at the statute of limitations and allow the civil suit to come forward.
So,
that's what he's going to argue
right
next.
Is this federal or state law? Because I thought federal was there was no statute of limitation if you're a child, if you're a minor, when you are assaulted.
This is the California, this is state court they're in
this
at the moment.
This is state, okay. Because I think federal, there's no statute.
Right. All right. So I don't know that
I
we need
know
to belabor
what's going on
this.
In Playboy Mansion that 15-year-old
15-year-old girls are being allowed in there.
Well,
that's a good question. Thank you.
If you read Holly Madison's new book, she said the very first time she ever met Hef, he offered her a Quaalude. So look, they have the same drug taste.
So is Holly Madison Ashley's sister?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
No relation.
No relation.
Or Dolly's.
Dolly Matt. Good one, Richie. I need a raise. I want more money. It's time I got paid more for doing what I do here as a service to humanity every single day. I want more money.
Hello.
Okay, so yesterday, low-wage workers around the country started signing a petition. The protesting is for a $15 minimum wage.
Yep.
That would be $31,000 a year in a full-time job. There were two movements yesterday. New York, the
it's
wage board approved a $15 minimum wage for fast food workers. So that means there will be a lot of robots in fast food stores in New York pretty soon. Seattle already has $15. L.A. is working on it. But this this whole thing, Bernie Sanders is out beating the drums for this. Joe Biden is out beating the drums for this. The interesting thing about Seattle is that, first of all, let me back up a bit. Bernie Sanders talked yesterday to a group of hundreds of federal workers who are complaining because they don't make enough money to live. And if it's the government, shouldn't they make enough money to live? And this is a question that you can bring up. But the Seattle situation is more interesting because what's come out of Seattle is really the first city to put this into play.
The pizza dish.
Yeah. And so what's happening there is the people are discovering at $15 an hour, they no longer qualify for any of the government benefits. They can't get food stamps. They can't get any kind of...
They're making great money. $15 an hour.
Right.
Come on.
Okay. So now here's the latest wrinkle on that. What the movement there is to go ask your boss if you can work 4 days a week instead of five so that you're back making the same amount of money as you used to in 5 days.
Working less.
And so you can still be entitled
so it's all good.
To the benefits.
Hey, man, I only have to work 4 days a week.
What
and
a
and this is what you're hearing? That crackling sound is the decline of America.
I love it.
Why are you folks so opposed to people making a living wage?
Did you hear what he's saying?
That a fast food worker is not earning a living wage?
Where does it say that they are worth $15 an hour?
But here's the rub, Roberta.
$15 an hour is not a lot of money,
no,
people.
No, it isn't. Nobody's disagreeing with that.
It doesn't sound that bad.
No, it's not to make a hamburger. People should make a living wage. If people are working
people
a lot,
ought to earn what they are worth.
So you're telling me a fast food worker is not
according to society, because society won't pay. They pay 99 cents for a Whopper.
People in society,
how many Whoppers
like
you got to make for $15 an hour?
All right.
Can I clarify something? Yeah. Because there's something that this isn't necessarily about
people.
Roberta, wait. This is not necessarily about the minimum wage debate. Did you hear what Doug is saying? Doug is saying that now that the minimum wage has been raised, which is what everybody wants, you want it, kumbaya, $15 an hour for minimum wage in Seattle. Everybody's happy and living well. But now they realize, well, crap, I have to pay for my food now. I have to go to the grocery store. I can't use food stamps. Mm. So they're actually going to their employer and asking them to cut their schedule from from 40 hours a week to 25 so that they're making less money so that they can still get $15 an hour and apply for food stamps. That's the story Doug's talking about.
Yes, that
and that's ridiculous.
Now, I'm not saying that they are worth 15. Whatever they can get, they're going to negotiate.
That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't pay $15 an hour in my world. If I had to pay $15 to people that work on the farm, done. Everybody's fired. Gone. See you later.
You know what's happening
now? I do,
now,
but it's a specialized thing here. Right
yeah,
here,
you. So. But that's right. It's a specialized field. People have more knowledge, and you have the money to pay them based on what people will pay for what we do.
I'm a specialized business here, and I still don't have to pay $15 an hour. I pay $12 and $13 an hour for my part-timers.
For those of you, there are differences. Let me just clarify something. Even though it may not, it sounded like Roberta and I were arguing about something. There's a difference in the sort of argument that Roberta and I might come up with for this. I say it because I don't want people to be hooting and hollering. We present ourselves as being a friendly, happy group of people who are all friends and we love each other. Roberta and I, and Roberta and Rich, and Roberta and Ken, and Roberta and Jennifer and Rich, and I mean, we all agree on some things and disagree on other things. That was not, the last conversation we had was not the kind of angry radio that sometimes is happening when Richie and I disagree on stuff. With a different tone. All right, so just so we have everybody in their own whatever.
I'm the voice of reason on this show.
You are. Are you kidding?
The rest of you are just crackpot.
Yeah. No.
Can we go back to that issue, though, real quick? Because there's one element that no one has talked about yet that is happening.
Uh-huh.
And that is that these fast food places are going out. I'm taking time away from my own TV report, so don't worry, Maggie. Yeah. But a lot of like these fast food places in areas that are not the big city, so maybe in Los Angeles, maybe in New York, maybe in the heart of Seattle, this would work. But if you start raising these minimum wages, these poorer areas are getting depressed because the fast food restaurants can't afford to stay in business because they have to pay $15 an hour. Kind of an interesting thing. So by paying more money an hour, are you actually losing? Is business actually going to leave the towns that they're supposed to be helping?
All right, so there it is. For your listening and dancing pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, I do not want to take away from the Jennifer Horn television report because there are so many people who want to know how Sharknado was last night. The poll today at DougStefan.com is a focus on Sharknado. Did you watch it last night? A, yes, it was fantastic. B, I saw part of it. C, I'll catch it another time. D, I've enjoyed seeing the comments online. E, I had no interest. We'll have a Sharknado 4. That, at least, we know at this point in time. By the way, speaking of polls, what do you think about alcoholic root beer was our question of the day yesterday. There's a company, a specialty brewing outfit, is putting root beer together with some kind of alcohol. So we asked you, would you drink some? Let's see here. 28% of you said, no, it sounded disgusting. 26% said, it's a great idea. 25% said, this whole craft beer thing is going too far. 20% said, I might try it, but I'm not excited. Well, people will keep pushing.
Here, there's a new lobster beer out.
No.
Wow. Ew.
Really?
Portland, Maine, a local brewery decided to put lobster.
That's horrible. All right. Television report up next here on Good Day.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale for deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, refinished, easy-to-install chase oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a 4-day annual event. scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo & Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.com.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited, all in one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
You have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right. David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after, all in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all-in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all-in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pickup phone for $80 a month, all-in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16GB, Galaxy S6, 32GB, or HTC YM9. And it varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20GB plan with Edge Hotspot and international texting. See web for details. Marks are property of their owners.
Alright! So let's put Sharknado on hold for a moment or two.
You don't want to spoil it. Yeah, no, so you want to, you know,
well,
relax. We'll get there.
It was an interesting show, according to people that I've seen online who were talking about it. It was last night, and the only thing we can tell you about it, at least in the short form, is that Sharknado 4 is coming, and in that, Tara Reid lives or dies, apparently.
Well, now you're telling him already.
Okay.
Stop that. We'll get there. All right, so X-Files. Loved X-Files, and I'm so excited it's being rebooted by Fox. Now, instead of just David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson coming back, they're adding a few more stars. Tim Braidwood, Dean Haglund, and Bruce Harwood, known as the Lone Gunman, will appear in at least one episode of the revival, which could be pretty interesting because their characters were killed off in the show's ninth season, so they'll somehow be able to weave them back into the story. Other ones, Walter Skinner, which the cigarette man?
Smoking man, yeah.
He's going to come back as well, so it'll be cool. If you want to see a preview of X-Files, there'll be one tonight during the season finale of Wayward Pines.
Ooh.
Which, by
you know
the
what
way,
I heard people talking about
also
yesterday?
Awesome.
A preview of the James Bond movie. Walked into the store yesterday, and people were talking about that.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, excuse me, Jane. Go ahead.
All right, so if you watch Gotham, this is like the Fox report here. Right. If you watch Gotham, it's a great show. They have somebody new joining the cast in the fall, and this is a familiar name to those TV fans out there that liked Michael Chiklis. He is going back to the police force. He's not going to be Vic Mackey anymore. He is going to Gotham. He might be a bad guy. It looks like he's going to be sticking around for a while in season 2.
He will be
two.
Great in that show.
He's going to play Captain Nathaniel Barnes, who is going to be making enemies of anyone who tries to take control of the Gotham Police Department.
So, Lester Holt appears to be doing A-OK on the NBC Nightly News, Jen.
Yeah, his ratings. He is the fourth straight time that he's had this ratings win, doing better than Brian Williams ever did. And, you know, NBC was a little slow in saying, all right, we guess Lester Holt. But he's won across the board. His newscast has won four straight weeks in total viewers in the very coveted 25 to 54 news demographic, and with viewers aged 18 to 49. So good news for Lester Holt. Also this week, if you are a soap opera fan, General Hospital getting ready to send off Anthony Geary. He plays Luke with a very nice week-long farewell event.
So why is this a big story about Lifetime having unauthorized pictures about Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place? What is that all about? Why?
Well, it's the unauthorized movie about Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place. So it's not just enough that they did Saved by the Bell and Full House. Now they're going to add Melrose Place and Beverly Hills.
Here's your Sharknado clip from last night.
There you go, Sharknado.
Here's the Matt Lauer and the gang from the Today Show being killed.
The nation's population is retreating to shelters. The government is unable to do anything to stop this disaster, but we're not leaving.
No.
You know, it's been great working with you.
Our Sharknado 4 is going to be a reality. You get to decide. Check the hashtag April Lives or April Dies. Tara Reid's character up in your hands for fate.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic.
Past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hi to Amy Loving Austin, who is a Facebook follower, and Nancy Devine as well on Facebook. Hello to all the folks following us. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. That's Kenny's priority, your social connections to us. We were talking about Sharknado and the sort of things that people are thinking. This has become a cult thing. This will go on and on and on and on because it is so foolish, it's so bad, it's so campy, it's good. And so it's a great distraction, great summer stuff, foolish things. So we have a little more. Tommy Kreitler is taking his son. He's the fellow that's here every week at this time for the Money Pit.
He posted a video yesterday of him and his son. No, they're fishing in the Keys.
Oh, fishing, is that what it is?
And he posted a video yesterday of
his son
feeding the pelicans, and there was a shark swimming underneath the pelicans he was feeding.
Perfect.
Yeah, so Tom Kreitler in Sharknado 4.
Right, perfect backdrop for next Sharknado. So, I'm amused at the cast, including Mark Cuban being in this. So we'll talk about it in a moment and get some of the reaction from folks in social media.
I got some absolutely good silly clips.
All right, good. All right, 55 after on Good Day.
Elder financial abuse remains both underreported and misunderstood. What's more, as America's population ages and life expectancies rise, more and more cases are possible. That's according to a study from Allianz Life. Katie Libby is the company's vice president of consumer insights.
Despite a reluctance to turn to others for help, we found that elders who regularly talk to third-party resources feel that they're better equipped to identify and prevent financial abuse. That's why we've partnered with the Better Business Bureau on Safeguarding Our Seniors, a program that includes free resources that describe red flags to watch for and tips for prevention. The effort also features an initiative that sends volunteers to community and senior organizations to educate and encourage discussion on financial abuse.
To learn more about the Safeguarding Our Seniors campaign, visit AllianzLife.com/SOS. That's AllianzLife.com/SOS.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
All right, let's get to the Richie says he has compelling audio.
God, nothing's compelling about
Sharknado.
This stuff. It's total garbage, but I love it.
Mark Cuban, how in the world they hire him, or when they have
they
him?
He's
now
cast.
Wanting to have him. Does he want to be an actor now in addition to all the other things?
Yeah, he's on Shark Tank.
This is perfect. Right, it does fit. Yeah, it is. Okay, tongue-in-cheek stuff, Kenny, right.
So here's Finn, which is Ian Ziering and the president battling the sharks. And you know the whole you got to get David Hasselhoff in there somewhere.
Right. Shuttle solid rocket boosters and the engine combined could produce enough heat. It'd be like a column of flame that would dissipate the storm.
Everyone knows the space shuttles are retired. Kind of like me. A whole career, never once got into outer space.
Well, there always has been rumors about a secret military shuttle.
Don't believe everything you hear.
And to finish it off, here's April getting eaten by the shark before she has her baby inside his stomach. Tara Reid.
Oh, okay.
How can they survive a tornado? We need to get back to the cockpit.
So she gets eaten by the shark. She's going to have a baby in the shark's stomach. Is that it?
Yeah, but don't worry. Yeah. She gets out.
All right. So the idea, the premise of this is that sharks are coming from the sky because of a big storm.
They get sucked up in the ocean. Bit down on the world, yeah.
Right.
And they go into space, too. They're sharks in space.
That was a twist this time, right?
Really? Yeah. Sharks in space.
Oh, yeah, on the space shuttle, no less.
I don't see why you have such a hard time believing all of this.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Well, there are lots of sharks.
Trump running for president. We can't have sharks fall out of the sky.
Shark skin suits walking around in Washington. All right, so there is our review, clever as it was, of Sharknado, and take a Sharknado poll at DougStefan.com today. 59 after the hour on the Good Day program. Hello.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.